Chelsea are the chance to win it! And Manchester United are surely heading to the FA Cup final.
Tries his left, then his right, clips the ball in. And it's left to Jack Colback. Rafa Benitez back at a place where he made dreams come true. Has got Newcastle United believing that their dream of staying up may just come true. He loves a comeback and his team have done just that.
And again, Paul Brighton in the middle. King! Gray! All Brighton! Created and scored by the substitutes. Don't worry about Leicester if one or two are missing.
Hello and welcome to Where Was the Shout? I'm Mark Carlaw with Zachary Stevenson.
I'm Zachary Stevenson.
Windswept, actually.
Yeah, it's so cold.
Down the Holloway Road.
Savage wind. Rob Runsman. But Rob, in the week, you've kind of changed your name on Facebook. What's going on? You're Bobby Monroe now. I mean, I'm lost. I don't know
who you are.
I've got
two accounts. One was meant to be my music account, Bobby Monroe.
Yeah.
And I've got my other normal one. But I've got so many horrendous photos on it.
your normal one?
And too many, you know, friends
so
from
your
work.
Your music one, they're quite bad as well. Yeah. So I think really we've just got to make
too many friends from work who I just don't want to sort of see what I'm up to, really. So I thought I'd get rid of it.
I like it. So they're confusing the fans of the man. So this is Bobby Monroe's. Rob, I don't know, you know him. You clock him.
He won't accept your friend.
What is he more mysterious? That's what I want.
Before we get into the football chat, well, this is sort of football related. Zach, you just got some quite exciting news.
Yeah, just literally in the last half hour, I've managed to score some tickets for the Cup final, United against Palace.
Manchester United, and it doesn't pain me at all because, you know, West Ham, you know, we should have been in the final, should have been in the semi finals, you know, so, you know, it doesn't pain me at all.
I just really the goalkeeper in the net these days.
No, it's only West Ham, you're allowed to fraud against them, right?
I'm very, because
my first Cup final, my first Cup final when I was a kid was the 1987 Spurs Coventry one, but the first final that United were involved in when they were still crap. Was 1990 against Palace.
Yeah, so what a final that was as well.
Absolute amazing final. I'm just so happy that.
You can tell in your voice that you seem really happy. This is, by the way, you take his smiling because you've got kind of like an Irish sort of sounding dour sort of voice. It sounds like he's miserable, but honestly, you are very happy.
I'm always miserable, aren't I? But you know, no, I'm actually. I don't know. Maybe I'm kind of a mix of miserable and ecstatic all at the same time, and those two emotions cancel each other out.
You just become a bit mute. I don't know.
I'm very happy.
No, I'm really pleased with you. That's excellent. How are you though? Anyway, Jen,
good. My leg is back to normal now, I think.
I heard.
A bit of a mishap, but I'm okay. I don't want to go into it. It's
Zach fell over on the tube.
I fell into the gap. I didn't mind the gap. Did we already discuss this? No, we couldn't.
No. You just talked about
had
it
a show
park.
Since then. Yeah. I was in the garden telling someone about it, so I think I associated that because we often do the show in the garden, don't we?
Yeah, freezing. And getting attacked by cats
in the down in the dark recesses of the Nambucca.
Hitler's bunker. We're back in Hitler's bunker.
We're in the dressing room here. In the last few months, we've had Wolf Alice and Wretch 3-2 and the Wombats all.
And I was there every time.
Hanging out in this very room.
Yeah, I was in the corner every time.
The Wombats.
Brilliant. Blast from the past.
So should we talk football?
Yeah.
Well, let's do some results roundup and see what happened at the weekend. So Liverpool, Newcastle, starting with that 2-2. Newcastle are fighting back. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It was pretty annoying because I had an accumulator on and the other two came in, but that fucking Liverpool result, it was so annoying. And I could have cashed out at half time.
You're annoyed about this.
I've only myself to blame.
I'm quite impressed with Newcastle though, because they were dead and buried in my eyes. They were gone. Yeah. They were just, you know, they were like doing a Villa in my eyes.
There's still a relegation.
This happens a lot, doesn't it? At the end of every season, you know, teams start pulling it back in the last sort of five games. Yeah. Usually when it's too late.
Yeah. Well, I thought the buzz of Benitez had gone. But
I think we kind of forget that Newcastle, you know, been flirting with it for a long time, but they were only dragged into the drop zone in the last month or so, weren't they? So I mean. It's not like they've been there all season and they're launching a comeback. They, you know.
But to go 2-0 kneel down at Anfield and get a result. Yeah, shows a lot of fire.
Shows character, doesn't it? It shows you're not giving up. And you know, first pretty result. Liverpool, by
all accounts, they could have stolen it as well. You know, apparently, quite a few chances.
I've seen the highlights, and I think they could have done. And it's quite surprising because Liverpool seem to be really having a good run at the moment.
Yeah, I've been worried about them from West Ham's point of view.
I think Liverpool have got their eyes on the Europa League because all they got to do is get past Villarreal. Not the easiest thing in the world, and then a 90 minute final, you know, who knows, they could get in the Champions League that way. So
and they had their classic result against Dortmund, didn't they, not long ago, you know, come back from, you know, from the death and won,
which actually won me £200 as well.
So you're moaning about Liverpool, and they sort of £200 a week before.
I'm happy with Liverpool. It was actually really nice a couple of days because Mike, my housemate, old ex-housemate now, who he bought me a 1977 United shirt for my birthday, which in that final they beat Liverpool, so that was quite nice.
So no more Mike.
Mike's gone. What? A new guy, Graydon Culver.
Is he a Liverpool fan?
Canadian school student. He doesn't know what team to support. He's just arrived in the country,
so he's
thinking about Arsenal or Spurs, and I'm saying go for Spurs because you're in Tottenham, and I couldn't live with an Arsenal fan.
I couldn't live with a Spurs fan.
That's never moving with you now. Then this has got a bit awkward. Next game, Sunderland Arsenal 0-0. I think Sunderland could have edged that. You know,
showed a lot of fight.
They're really fighting, and I thought they were a little bit unlucky. Really, Arsenal.
The wheels have completely come off Arsenal's season, haven't they? I mean, they might finish fifth. You know, if United win their last four games and City beat Arsenal, Arsenal will finish fifth. I mean, that would be a disastrous way for Wenger to end his tenure. Because
I spoke to a few Arsenal fans at work, and they're pretty worried about it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the bottom of the table then. So you've got Newcastle and Sunderland are clearly fighting. I've always thought Sunderland were going to fight to the end, and now Newcastle
Villa.
Are sort of joining.
Have they got a chance?
Villa. Yeah, Villa.
Remember them?
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, we're not even going to talk about them. No, I don't even like mentioning their names anymore. Because we focus more on Premier League clubs, don't we?
Sunderland are always going to have a chance because I think Valadice, they came keep clean sheets like they did at the weekend, and when you got a goal scorer like Defoe, you know, you can.
That's it. Yeah,
he can always sneak it, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I think if we're looking at the bottom of the table now, I think it's hard to call. I thought Newcastle was certain to go, and I thought it was between Norwich and Sunderland, but I'm not so sure anymore. And I think Norwich could easily go, and I think it might be between the two North East sides.
I can't remember ever a season when last day of the season there wasn't at least one team that could escape or get out, and I mean, it always goes down to the wire. At least two teams.
In the Sky Sports, they play all the games, and they keep flicking between the games, and they keep showing the league table moving around as it goes. You know, I hope it's like that again.
I think it might be Norwich and Newcastle.
I'm thinking Norwich and Sunderland, but
it's hard, isn't it?
I did think Newcastle were gone there a few weeks ago, but you know that result at Anfield's going to, you know, bolster their spirits, isn't it? So
And then there's the other end of the table. You know, the title race. Now, is it over? I think it probably much is. Spurs won, West Brom won. That was a game they had to win. I mean, they had to win every game.
I was following it on the just on the updates until West Brom scored that equaliser, and then I switched on the TV. Yeah. I was with my parents back in Cork, and I watched the last 17 minutes, and for the first time, Spurs didn't really have any ideas either. The last 20 minutes,
one,
they were
one criticism I've got of Spurs. It's the only thing at the moment. Is that they don't seem to see games out that well when they should be walking it. Mm. They won the luck. They should have just been keeping the ball 20 minutes ago. And it looks a bit.
See, I disagree a little bit with that because I felt the whole game Spurs looked tired. Or I know the first half they were the better side, but there was something. They looked really tired, and even their goal was very fluky. It wasn't, you know, a classic goal. Yeah. I mean, it really could have gone anywhere. Kind of went through the keeper's legs. It was a bit of a sloppy goal. And then second half, I thought West Brom were excellent.
They were really
good, and they really looked like they were going to score, and they did. And you were expecting a big response from Tottenham. I didn't think they had the legs in them to do it.
Yeah, maybe.
I watched some of the match, the previous one against Stoke, and they just looked absolutely vibrant. I mean, it was 4-0. It could have been 7 or 8. You know what I mean?
I just felt
from that they were going to win every single
game. Yeah, they looked like champions.
So I was really shocked when I saw that update 1-1. I thought, Jesus, what's going on?
Yeah,
you know?
But even when they scored, I thought there would be the big response. They're going to really throw it. But they didn't even look like they had the energy to do it. I mean, Harry Kane, who's been, you know, so instrumental for him this season, just looks so tired. He was really struggling to even when he got on the ball, he was struggling to even, you know, you have that spark about him to do something. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like they're kind
you
of...
You know, I've got a few Spurs fans on my Facebook, and I think one of them was saying before the match, is like, part of me kind of wants to lose tonight just so we can get the agony over with, you know.
And then afterwards,
I think all the Spurs fans I know were congratulating Leicester for winning the title. I think they know it's done.
Well, the players at the end fell, didn't they? At the end on their sort of on their knees, and they knew it was over.
I mean, it must be strange for the Tottenham fans because they've had a great season, really great season, but they finished second to Leicester.
You said a comment a few weeks ago, Rob. I'm pointing at the moment. You said that this is their best chance, Tottenham, this season. It probably is their best chance that they're going to have to win the league. Because you know, next season they've got a lot more competition. Talking earlier about Manchester United.
But you can't predict anything anymore, can you? Look at this season.
Absolutely.
It's been a weird season. I mean, City have had an off season, Chelsea have had an off season. Exactly. There's a lot more competition next year coming up. So Tottenham will feel they've kind of blown something here that they could have done.
They'll look back at that defeat to Leicester at home about 2-3 months ago.
Yeah.
And then the loss at West Ham, the draw at Arsenal was a game that they should have won.
Indeed, yeah.
At home to Arsenal, wasn't it? Three games. I know it's, you know, throughout the season, there's all sorts of games you can look at, but I think those are the three.
I think you're right.
3 months. I mean, they really could have won it, Tottenham.
And actually, when you think about it, I mean, I think the 1-0 home defeat to Leicester turns out to be a tight 6-pointer, you know.
It was a hoop header, wasn't it? And Leicester, down to their result, 4-0 Swansea. I mean,
and without Vardy,
and I've got to say, I thought Swansea were appallingly poor.
Yeah, they gave it to them.
I mean, they just did not show up. I mean, they made it very easy for Leicester.
I don't know if they actually really thought, let's just roll over and keep this romantic thing going.
Because it was like that.
It was so bad. I mean, it could have been 8-9-10.
Yeah,
I mean, they were absolutely dreadful.
One
of the worst performances I've seen by a team all season.
Without
Vardy, and they still thrashed them. You know?
Yeah.
If Joe comes in the team, I thought that's going to be a big weak link because he's a totally different type of player.
Yeah.
And they like play on a break, don't they? And he's not that type of centre forward. Yeah. He's a big man. Mm. Bangs in two. You just know it's over now, surely.
Yeah.
And all Brighton scored as well. You know what I mean?
I mean, fair play to Leicester. That's a good performance for them, but it was made a little bit, you know, the life was a little bit easy on the pitch. Yeah. But I mean, again, it shows
that
Vardy.
It is just so weird that, you know, we're on the brink of it now.
It's actually going to have happened.
Well,
we've been doing this podcast all season, haven't we? You know, when we started, we were talking about Premier League champions,
Leicester City.
We're saying the predictions later, but I still think Man United will turn them over at Old Trafford.
Yeah,
and then it goes down to the last two games and might be a little nervy.
Perhaps,
but surely.
But you know, I'm going to predict actually is that Leicester lose, but they're still champions by Monday because. We'll get on to that later on.
Yeah. The predictions time. Yeah. Which everyone's
fingers
excited
crossed for.
I can't wait to get the predictions, by the way. It's been quite mental. Usually we just kind of go on to like subjects, don't we? But I think we need to go on to some more results because it was FA Cup semi-final weekend.
Yeah.
Man United 2, Everton 1.
A lot of people would suggest that I don't deserve these tickets because I couldn't watch the semi-final. Well, I was working. I was
sexting you at the time, wasn't it?
We had a night on here on Saturday, and it was quite a big one. I was texting you. I just couldn't watch the game. You know, I tried to watch a bit on my phone, but it was too hectic.
Yeah.
And you thank you very much for giving me updates, which was quite. I didn't expect that winner. I thought once it got to 1-1, I thought penalty.
Yeah. I thought it was Everton. You know, I mean, Man United excellent the first half.
Yeah.
Fully deserved it. Second half, Everton came back into it. And I felt, you know, deserved an equaliser, and it was coming. It had been coming for a long time, and then it became a basketball game after that. It was just sort of end to end, and it was going to go anyone's way, but to score when they did, you know.
Yeah.
He's a cracking player, at Martial. They've got a bit of pace in the team now, you know. Haven't they? It's made a massive difference.
Absolutely, yeah.
Lingard and Rashford.
And we've slagged off the honey monster, old Fellaini, a little bit, but I thought he played really well. Actually, I thought he had a good game.
In the quarter final with a blind against West Ham.
Yeah.
I mean, he's come up trumps in the semi as well, hasn't he?
He has got it.
He's not Manchester United type.
I said this.
He has his uses, doesn't he?
I said this to Mark. Even a stop clock tells the right time twice a day, doesn't it? I mean,
I like that.
You know, he's gonna be effective at some point, and he's done it in two high profile games. Fair enough. I mean, I don't think Fellaini is a bad player. I just don't think he's a Manchester
bad
United
man.
Player.
You think he is?
He's a bad man. He's a bit of a bad man, actually.
He's a bit of a bad.
But I think he's going. I think Roma apparently looking at him. So maybe he can go out on a high, score the winner in the final.
I wouldn't mind that
as long as they get their hands in the trophy, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the rumours at Man United at the moment is that Mourinho's in. It's happening, and Van Gaal's very aware of it, and it's all about to be announced once the final, I think, is over and wrapped up. I think they're going to announce it. So
that'd be great.
I don't think he's a Fellaini player, but maybe he is. I don't know.
I mean, the whole landscape at Old Trafford would be very different if, you know, come the end of the season, got Jose Mourinho as a manager and fourth place, and that's to say that City and Liverpool don't both win European trophies.
Yeah.
So they got Champions League with Jose Mourinho. I mean, then you have to think next season they'll strengthen over the summer and they'll be contenders for at least the domestic trophy, maybe even, who knows, you know, Europe, you know.
Mm.
But or they could finish fifth and Mourinho going might not be real and Van Gaal might have another season, they might finish sixth or seventh next season.
Well, I hear the deal's done, that's what
I'm
surprised by it, to be honest with you. I think he's the only man to go in there, but I'm still surprised that, you know, United have got him in.
It's just going to be weird seeing him there with, you know, Manchester United badge on his top, you know, sort of
imagine like a tattoo, a red tie,
maybe a Louis Van Gaal tattoo on his own face. Or maybe Louis Van Gaal can get a Jose Mourinho tattoo on his face.
Keep his job. And just change his accent.
What are we talking about?
We haven't had a beer.
The other semi final, Palace Watford. So I was very happy because it means a repeat of the 1990 final.
Yeah.
Which is just. I mean,
you're going to it.
I'm going to it. Yeah,
and you're
going to
be there, you know.
Well, amazing. Yeah, until I get my hands on the tickets, I'm not going to get too excited. But I'm pretty excited. Yeah. I've been promised them. So,
let's give us up for Palace, though. I mean, they've had a bit of a rubbish season, haven't they, really, domestically? They could have gone down, really, the way it was going. You know, they've just pulled out a couple of results at the end.
You'd take that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, survival and an FA Cup final. Yeah. I think they'd take
that. And Pardew as manager. I mean, what more do you need in life?
Pardew loves the FA Cup, doesn't he?
Second final. Yeah, right, it is his second final, yeah. And I mean, on paper, it's Man United's Cup now, but I still think it'd be a tight game. It's, you know, the Cup finals, you never know what's
going to happen. I hope it isn't, but yeah, it could be.
Hopefully it's another 3-0.
Hope it's 3-3 or 5-4, yeah, I hope. I'm looking forward to it tremendously, especially now. I was the other day, I was planning my day. I was going to put up on Facebook 9 a.m. get up, watch the 1990 match, 11 a.m. watch the replay, 1 o'clock watch the build up on TV. Now it's going to be 9 o'clock.
And then watch part 3.
Get your shirt and scarf ready and start heading off towards Wembley. You know, so it's exciting.
It is. Yeah, I'm in peace for you, really. I mean, it'll be a great day for you, hopefully. But we'll see what happens. But we're on a bit of a tight schedule today, gents, aren't we? Because Zach's a busy man. Me and Rob are kind of just sort of, you know, not really doing anything at the moment. Sort of
propping up the bar
and sort of wandering around the streets. Whereas Zach's got a bit of work to do.
I've got to go on the door and take money for tickets, you know. So.
Yes, indeed. So
glamorous.
So we're in a bit of a tight schedule. So we're not going to have the longest show that we usually do today. But we should touch on. We're just talking about the FA Cup. Roberto Martinez. It looks like he could go in. I think that game was now in the coffin.
I think you know, it just demonstrates how quickly people lose patience with people I mean, even at earlier parts of the season people were praising Everton the way they were playing and they were getting some good results. I think they beat Chelsea and at that point it was they're doing really well, and then in a month or 2 months they're all the knives are out for Martinez, you know.
Well, you're going to comment now.
No, I was going to say I usually disagree with most sackings, but I think on this occasion actually I think he's had a horror show there. They've got a lot of good players.
They should be doing better than that.
And when you watch them defend, they've actually individually got pretty good defenders, but they're just shocking at the back.
Yeah.
Mistakes they're making, you know, they're all over the place, out of position. There's no shape in the team.
No,
you know, they've hardly won a game at home all season. How can that happen?
I mean, you look at their back four, as you very rightly point out. I mean, Seamus Coleman, Baines, Stones, any of those three were getting any.
Jagielka,
Jagielka as well.
Yeah, I mean,
any of those three or four, even if you include Jagielka, were getting pretty much any other side, you know.
I think as well.
Why is it going wrong for them?
I think. The issue is the defending has been a problem. They don't seem to be able to hold on to leads. I think they're actually the top of the league in terms of teams that are throwing away points and winning positions, which I think really is getting on Everton fans' nerves.
Mm.
You know, West Ham did it to us. You know, winning 2-0, we came back 12 minutes to go to win the game. It's
ridiculous. Yeah, and I was there for that. Were you there as well? Tactics were abysmal.
Everton, well, they took off players that were playing well and cold in the game. It's very odd. Well,
they did have a man sent off, didn't they?
They did, indeed. Yeah. But that was the first half, so you know, and they went 2-0 with 10 men.
He made a substitution. Some play against Liverpool and they went down to 10 men and the only outlet was Barkley,
and
he took him off.
Sometimes
managers make these decisions where they think, well, I better take off our number 10 if we're down to 10 men.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a luxury player, but I think that's normally wrong, because you give the ball to someone like that and he takes it 30 yards up the pitch and you can sort of get your shape back. Things like that that he's done, I mean, maybe a bit harsh, but I just see mistake after mistake with him.
I don't think it's just his mistakes though. I think it's the thing that he's saying after games. I think
blaming
really,
referees all the time.
Well, he blames referees, but also he talks up the game when it didn't need to, you know, they drew 0-0 in a game and he went, we were phenomenal, we were world class today. And I think that angers Everton fans. And the things like, you know, he's come out and said Gareth Barry is probably one of the best England midfielders of all time. I mean, you know, he's labelled, you know, average players as phenomenal and world class. And I think that annoys fans. You know, sometimes you've got to be realistic. You've got to say, we were poor today. Didn't deserve it.
Zach said before, it is true. Things can change so quickly, like in 2-3 months.
Yeah.
People were praising the way they were playing last year and this season. You know, they really were saying what a good job he was doing, but it's just gone to pot in what, four months.
Yeah. Well, I think it's been an ongoing thing though. I think they've come a little bit disillusioned with Martin. I don't think it's just over the last couple of months. I think it's been a while.
Apparently, they're already talking about David Moyes getting back the job.
Well, they are.
Mark Hughes is already pissed off with Sparky did play for them briefly as well.
Yeah,
didn't
it wouldn't be a bad appointment, I think. But talking about, you know, you were just touching on, you know, a manager that was doing so well at the beginning of the season. And now all of a sudden seems to be under pressure, which I'm finding a little bit bizarre. Is a Watford manager, Flores. I don't understand how that man should be. And the club have even publicly announced we're not going to discuss his future until the end of the season.
I'm just not entirely sure that it's Watford that are the causes, because apparently Valencia have been talked about as Flores' next job. And I mean, they're a big Spanish club and he's a Spanish man. And I mean, I think.
The lure of
managing one of the big sides in Spain might be big, and it might be that his agent is the one that's starting the talk with them, because they said they're happy with him. So I mean, I think that's, you know,
I mean they can't be considering his future. They surely can't be. I mean, the reports can't be right that they're actually considering getting rid of him. I mean they're Watford. I mean, what do they expect to be top seven side this season? I mean,
they've done really well, and then if we cut semi final, I think they've had a good season.
Fantastic. Right? They've been absolutely fantastic, and it was always going to happen. They were going to sort of slow down at the end of the season because they have to keep picking the same 11 every week.
Of course,
probably a bit tired, and it's just fallen away a bit. But they've had this cup run as well. He's never flirted with relegation at all.
No.
It's been a brilliant season for them. You couldn't ask for more.
I know, I don't really understand where this is all coming from. I mean, as you say, maybe you're right, Zach. Maybe it's an issue the other side that there's, you know, there's other clubs interested in getting in. I don't know.
Maybe now that Elton John is having marital problems, he might want to.
The celebrity threesome?
We're not supposed to say that, but I can allude to it. But
is it even public yet? We're not even supposed
to. It's not public yet, but I mean, I think. apparently, maybe Elton might want to take the job over, you know, like get rid of Flores and Elton manages the side, you know.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it was Flores and Furnish that were part of the threesome.
I don't think it was.
I don't know. Might like his beard.
Yeah,
maybe, I don't know.
It's a stroke his beard.
Should we go into predictions?
Zach.
I've got, basically, last time we recorded, I didn't bring in the scores, did I? Do you remember? So we kind of had to do a bit, we didn't know where we were. So I've gone back now and found out where we're going. I'm going to tell you the story of the last couple of weeks of predictions. It's been quite a bizarre turnaround.
Topsy-turvy.
It's been pretty amazing, really, actually. Okay, well, 2 weeks ago, actually, I'll go to the scores first. 2 weeks ago, Zach was the winner that week again. He's got 8 points, which brought him from 52 to 60 points. Okay?
Was that when I got robbed by the referee for that decision against West Ham again at the last minute?
This is West Ham Arsenal. We were going back a little while now. You get robbed a lot, you do. I've noticed that. So basically, the scores after that week were quite tight. I'm on 67, Rob on 62, Zach on 60. Back in the game.
But
so I thought, amazing. But there's a massive.
Did I get a 0-pointer?
Well, you know, right, just remember there's 30 points to play for every week, right? Let's just throw that out there. Rob won it last week, 10 points. You got 2 perfect scores, pretty well. I got 8. Zach, you got 1 point.
Oh my god, what was my point?
1 point. You put, and 5-0 Man United Villa. Everything else you got wrong. I mean, it was quite shocking. It was horrible. I had to double check it. I was starting to worry. So unfortunately,
I'm in the relegation zone again. Yeah.
So basically, at the moment, I'm leading. I'm 75.
You're Aston Villa, mate. I think you're down there.
I think. Yeah. Well, you've got 4 games to go. You've got to turn this around massively.
So book the Nando's table now, then.
You must be able to get better. I mean,
you know, 30 points every week to play for, so you never know.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. But at the moment, it's standing. I'm on 75. Rob on 72. Zach on 61, and it was tight. You know, but
it's only five perfect scores.
Last week, I mean, it's pretty impressive.
It's only five perfect scores.
Congratulations, Rob.
Thanks.
Congratulations. I'm still confident.
Yeah, you should be. Okay, predictions this week then. I'm going to start things off. It's Everton versus Bournemouth. I mean, it's getting to that point of the season now when no one's got anything to play for. You got to go. I don't know really what's going
on. It's just a pre-season friendly for next season, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Do you know what though? As we're talking about Martinez, I reckon this could be sort of now in the coffin game. I reckon it's going to be 1-0 to Bournemouth.
Well, they won 4-3 in the other match, didn't they? Was it a draw? Was it 3-3 or was it 4-3? It
might be 3-0.
Well, anyway, yeah, it was last minute. Everton scored one to go ahead, didn't they? And then in extra time, and then Bournemouth equalised later on next time. Right. I think it's going to be 1-1.
1-1. Zachary, Roberto, what do you reckon?
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a time to get. Unless you're competing for something, you're just going, well, are they going
to. Martinez needs to save himself. I don't know if the players really believe in him anymore either. I don't know. Yeah, I might go for 2-2.
2-2?
Yeah.
Zach, Newcastle versus Crystal Palace.
Ooh,
big game for Newcastle.
Yeah, I think they'll do it. I think 1-0 Mitrovic.
Okay.
Do you get bonus points?
Yeah, you're desperate, aren't you?
Yeah.
Exactly what I was going to say. 1-0.
1-0. Yeah. I reckon it's going
to
be.
No, actually, that's very clever tactics.
If he
wants to wipe me out of it, just pick the same scores.
Yeah, I won't be that cool.
No, I'm joking.
I'm going to say. I reckon it's going to be 3-1 to Newcastle. Especially with Palace's FA Cup game coming up.
Do you know what's funny? I think in the reverse fixture, you said 4-1 to Palace.
Who's you? Me?
You did. Oh, and I said, do you think Palace are going to score 4? And they scored 5.
Right, yeah, they did. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. Roberto.
What's that? I can't see it.
Stoke versus Sunderland. Are you trying to say my handwriting shit?
Ooh. Yeah, it is a bit. Does that say Stoke?
It says Stoke. I mean, it's in capitals.
Stork.
Yeah.
You look. You know, it's just, you know, use your imagination.
It's like Sybil.
Oh, it's Sybil versus Sunderland. Then you know, if you want to think Sybil Shepherd.
You're far away. You need glasses. It's perfect handwriting.
Sybil haven't got much to play for at the moment.
Sybil Sunderland.
Sunderland 1-0 away win.
Oh, I don't think you're far wrong. You know that. I think it's going to be an away win. I think it's going to be 2-0 to Sunderland. So Stoker seems to. Falling apart a little bit.
Yeah, but maybe with the pressure off, they might come up, and some of their players, you know, they might like that lack of pressure. So I'm going to go 2-0 Stoke.
Dude, this is where you lose your points, you see.
You have these silly
love affections for Mark Hughes, and it always ruins it. He always lets you down.
I do use my heart way too much in this prediction thing, you know. It's what I want to happen rather than what I actually think is going to happen, you know.
Like Watford Villa. I mean, I didn't know Villa was still playing football. I'm going to say 3-0 to Watford. Alright?
I'm going to say 4-0 to Watford.
4-0.
1-1.
What?
Yeah, I thought you were going to keep going and say 5-0 to
Watford. You said the exact word, because I listened to the podcast, right, because I had to get the scores.
They actually can.
And you actually said the last time, and you went, they can't lose again. They can't, and they did.
You can't lose every match, can they?
They're giving it a good go.
Yeah, but they can lose this one.
Yeah, good point. Zach, you're next. It's West Bromwich Albion versus the mighty West Ham. Must win for West Ham.
West Brom looked very solid on Monday, though.
They did.
I can only see a draw here. 1-1 again.
1-1. Rob, what do you reckon?
I was going to say draw, but come on, West Ham. 2-1 West Ham.
2-1 West Ham. I'm actually going to go with Rob. I think we're going to win, and I think we're going to win well. I've had a beer, so I do apologise. It's, do you know what? I'm going to win 3-0.
When was the last time we scored 3 goals away from that? Oh, was that Everton, wasn't it?
No, yeah, we were there.
And you did it against Liverpool. So
we're going to send out a message.
I forgot it's a new West Ham.
I've gone a bit nuts. I'm doing the Zach. I'm just following my heart now. I'm just going to blow it. Rob, you're next. It's Arsenal versus Norwich.
4-0 Arsenal.
4-0 to Arsenal. Wenger's already coming out this week and coming out with excuses and saying that the reason they're not champions is because of injuries this season. I mean, he's got to go, hasn't he?
He has got to go. But
I mean, he's not an excuse.
He will go. I think his time's finished now. I mean, We were all saying if he wins the title, which looks like a possibility that he might go, I think he's got
to
go.
They have to win this game, by the way, otherwise they're in serious problems.
Yeah, they could lose top four.
And I think they will. I mean, no, Norwich are fighting for their lives, but I think Arsenal will just make sure now.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I don't think it's going to be that emphatic, though. I think it's going to be a tight one. I think it's going to be 2-1 to Arsenal. It'll be a last minute Giroud.
Exactly, 1-0 I'm going for.
1-0. Zach. No, hang on. Who am I with here?
It's you again, me. Then. Yeah.
Swansea versus Liverpool. I can only see Liverpool winning this because Liverpool seem to be on a bit of a march to the top six.
If Swansea play anything like they did last weekend, then it's
well, they seem to have given up, didn't they, Swansea? Yeah. So I can only see Liverpool winning this, but I think it's going to be 2-0 to Liverpool.
Yeah, I'm going to go for 3-1.
3-1.
No,
oh,
Liverpool,
sorry. I'll do it for my words.
1-3, I should have said, really.
Yeah, the only thing that stops me from immediately thinking Liverpool will win is because they've got that European tie.
That's a good point, actually. I didn't think that.
But, Swansea were so bad the other day, weren't they?
Yeah.
I think Liverpool win 2-1, even if they make changes. You know?
Yeah. Swansea were rather woeful, weren't they? Right, Zach, it's the big one. You're starting it. It's Manchester United versus Leicester. Leicester can win the league.
I'm kind of torn, really, but you know, I'd like Leicester to win the championship as quickly as possible. But
would you like it to wear him at Old Trafford, right?
Not today, mate. No, I'm going to go for 2-1 United.
Really, 2-1
United. Yeah, Zach, when the game starts, you won't care about Leicester.
No, so absolutely.
After watching West Ham,
I
don't really mind what happens to them. As soon as it kicks off, I was like, "Come on, West Ham, beat these
absolutely."
Fuckers.
Yeah,
yeah, and
especially
because
United have got a Champions League place to play for. I mean, and as I'm going to say in a minute, I think Leicester are going to be champions by the end of the matches anyway, so giving something away there.
What do you reckon then, Rob? What's your verdict?
I can't see Leicester winning there. I really can't. I don't know why. Man United versus Leicester, you'd always say Man United would definitely win, wouldn't you, in the past?
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah,
with the timing, man.
I know, it's bizarre, isn't it? It's just mental, but I think it's going to be a draw. 1-1.
1-1. I agree, I think it's going to be a draw, but I'm going to go out there and say it's going to be 0-0. I think it's going to be one of them games, because I think Leicester are very hard to score against.
Yeah.
You know, United aren't amazing in front of goal. They're not bad, but they're not amazing, and I think that, I can't say, as you say, without Vardy, I think they're going to struggle, and I think it'll be a 0-0 goal, that result.
Rob's next.
Roberto. Southampton, Manchester City.
I just think that'll be
it's a tight game, this, because you know, Southampton are fighting for the top six. They are, isn't it?
And obviously City have had a game midweek as well in Europe.
It is. Real Madrid.
I still think they're going to win there. 2-1 to City.
2-1 to Manchester City. Okay. I don't know with this one. It's going to be tight. I've got a feeling it's going to be a draw. I'm going to go with 2-2. What are you
doing,
Zach?
Just a little footnote to all this. Even though I'm getting all
excitement,
rubbish scores in here, I'm actually up about nearly a grand in the last 2 months on betting.
On
the apps, yeah.
I'm up about £4.
Well, yeah. Did you just do the opposite from what you're doing this?
Well, I just accumulators mostly. It's like, you know, you see a good accumulator thing, I'll stick £20 down there.
Mm.
And I win more often than I lose, so it's quite lucky. But
it's a shame you don't bring that talent. To
I know
this
I really
game,
I really should, but
this.
It's yeah.
When you there's need, money involved, you think
money involved.
Where's Nando's? I don't believe bonus,
no one's really going to pay for Nando's. Are they? He didn't do it last year. Anyway, what are we on? Southampton, right? 2-1 Southampton, because I want them to win.
Yeah,
you
do. Heart,
all
he's got his heart. This is what happens.
I can't help it. I can't say
I want City
to win.
Right, Chelsea Spurs last game.
This is the one.
London derby. I really think Chelsea are going to beat them. You know, I just think they're going to raise their game. It's right at the end of the season. They've had a terrible season, Chelsea. They would love to go there and just finally put the nail on. It'd make their season some work. Yeah. You know, something.
Well, Spurs are going to be jittery as well, aren't they? And they know that any slip up, and that's the whole season, the title's finished. And but you do your one first, because it's your goal, isn't
it? I reckon it's going to be tight. I reckon it's going to be 3-2 to Chelsea. And I reckon that'll be it.
On those lines, I think 2-1 Chelsea.
2-1, yeah.
So will Tottenham be jittery, or will they just think it's over, let's go and have a right good go at Chelsea, giving them a pace?
It may all be over anyway, but
I mean, Tottenham are the better team, no two ways about it, and Tottenham are more than capable of going there and winning, but I just don't know. I think Chelsea are going to really raise their game.
It'll be interesting to see what sort of side Chelsea put out as well, but I just think against Tottenham, if I was Chelsea manager, we'd put out my best side. The fans are demanding.
Absolutely,
aren't they?
Chelsea, we've got nothing else to play for. They might as well.
I think Chelsea would turn them over as well. 2-1 Chelsea.
2-1 Chelsea, yeah. I like it. Gentlemen, that's it for another week.
Yes.
Another a beautiful week.
And getting exciting now, lads.
It is going to be exciting, isn't it? So we'll be back next week for another show.
Thank you.
Take care. Cheers.
Cheers.
Size.